Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2882, Procrastination on High Mental Load Tasks by Tynan of Tynan.com. I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, the guy that reads blogs or articles to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays. And with that, let's get right to our next post as we optimize your life. Procrastination on High Mental Load Tasks by Tynan of Tynan.com. As I mentioned in my last post, one of the things I did recently was move Set to a new server. This is a task that I had every reason to do 5 years ago, but had been dreading and putting off. It was never that urgent, wasn't moving me closer to any major goal, but most importantly, it just sounded like a miserable project. The most daunting part of it all was that all of the software that Set relied on was horribly out of date. I was 2 major versions of PHP behind, and each of its 5 to 10 dependencies were certainly either obsolete or out of date. Of course, as time went on, this disparity became even greater, making me even less likely to want to do it. At first, this cost me about $170 a month. Then I finally downgraded our server, but used the same image, to save about $40 a month. Overall, it probably cost me about $10,000 to not move servers. Even greater than this cost is the constant burden of knowing in the back of my head that I should move it and having to make the decision of whether or not to do the work. Finally, in quarantine, I decided to take a stab at it. I resolved to spend 1/2 day working on it and reassessing from there. If it was going to require too much of a rewrite, I would try something else. It was hard to know exactly how long it would take, but it felt like a 5 to 7 day project to me. My 1/2 day of effort got it about 95% there. Our search backend, Solr, took a few frustrating hours to upgrade, but other than that, it was shockingly easy. In fact, it worked so well that I had to check multiple times to make sure it had actually moved to the new server and I wasn't just loading the old one. I was even a bit surprised when it kept working when I turned off the old server. Over the next day, I got it to 100% and made some additional bug fixes and improvements. Clearly, I should have just done this earlier. Had I done so, it would have taken even less time since I could have done smaller incremental upgrades. What I thought would take a miserable week could have been done in a reasonably easy day. So what caused me to make this $10,000 mistake? First, I massively overestimated how hard it was going to be. I'm not exactly sure why I did this, but I think that it was just distance from the Set code. When I was working on it daily, I knew every nook and cranny. 6 months after touching it, I forgot how it all worked and wasn't particularly excited to dive back in. The right remedy for this problem is to do what I did 5 years too late. Allocate some small amount of time to working on the problem and give myself an out if it looked too nasty. Had I dedicated even a couple hours to it in the first year of shutting down Set, when I knew it would no longer grow, I could have saved all of this money and cognitive load. I've written about this before, but I should have also applied the principle of I'm going to do this anyway, so I might as well do it now. When we shut down SET, I agreed to take sole custody of it because my blog was on it, so I actually cared. There was no way anyone other than me was ever going to move the server, so I should have just bit the bullet and done it. I'm sure there were weeks or months that I was too busy to add it to my plate, but was there a week somewhere in the past 5 years where I could have just scheduled this? Of course. Last, I underestimated how great I'd feel once I completed the project. It's great to save money, but the biggest benefit is that I just don't have to think or worry about it anymore. I no longer have to deal with an expensive and out-of-date server, and all of my sites are now in one easy-to-administer server. I think that we all consistently underappreciate how much nagging to-do list items affect us. Though none are close in magnitude to moving SET, many of the projects on my coronavirus list fell into this broad category of non-urgent tasks I probably should have already done. Even something as small as making a bigger bed has been something I thought about at least weekly. Not having to decide not to do these things all the time frees up my mental space considerably. I suspect that all of us have tasks like this, and most of us have an unprecedented opportunity to tackle them right now during coronavirus. As I've mentioned before, I'm constantly thinking, how can I make this forced quarantine the best period of my life? And knocking out all of these sorts of tasks is a major component of that. What tasks do you consider doing but keep putting off? What overdue tasks weigh on you? Pick one and spend an hour or two making inroads on it today. If you're like me, that may lead to you realizing it's not so bad, and maybe that will snowball into you clearing your to-do list, as I have. You just listened to the post titled Procrastination on High Mental Low Tasks by Tynan of Tynan.com. And thank you to Tynan. I'm sure this is true for all of us in some way or another. And while I agree, we likely could tackle one of those tasks on our list if we just put our minds to it. There was an article that I narrated from Brian Tracy where he talked about the super simple yet pretty effective strategy of writing down these tasks and assigning them a letter A through E, where A, B, and C are rankings of what's important. And then D is delegate, as in give that item to someone else who can take care of it for you relatively quickly. And E would be eliminate, because we all have items on our list that just stay there, not moving, because the truth of the matter is it doesn't necessarily need to get done and we don't care enough about it. So it just sits there and never moves, but also makes us feel less productive. We can likely eliminate some of those altogether. So that with a combination of Tynan's post today could be a nice recipe to get things done. Hopefully it helps you today and this weekend. Thank you for listening and sticking around until the end. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.